Hello and welcome to NJ Biz Conversations. I'm your host, Jeff Kanige. My guest today is Frank Briscoe. He is the owner of Patricia's in Holmdel, Gabriella's Italian Steakhouse in Red Bank, and he's the partner in Over Easy, which is a brunch spot with locations in Marlboro, Holmdel, and Fairhaven. Frank, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thanks for taking the time to join me today. Just to make sure, did I get all of those right? All the names and the locations and everything?
Yeah. Very well. Thank you.
Okay, yes, good. Now, I've been looking forward to this conversation for a while because we've heard a lot and we've done a lot of reporting about the troubles of the restaurant industry through the pandemic and even afterward with hiring problems and all sorts of things. My sense, though, from just reading about what you're doing is that you're actually doing okay. And so I'm interested in, first of all, your view of the industry in general. Have you gotten through the pandemic? Are you back to pre-pandemic levels? What do you see as you're going through your daily business, talking to colleagues, what in your restaurants, what's going on these days in the restaurant business? How is it?
Great questions. We definitely had our troubles, as a lot of other restaurateurs did as well during the pandemic. Of my two larger restaurants, between Patricia's and Gabriella's, where we saw our setbacks were obviously not having people being able to dine inside the restaurant. We took it to a different level at Patricia's of Holmdel, where we were able to do a lot of takeout. Okay. Takeout, tremendous part of our business. It has changed who we are today. DoorDash, Grubhub, whoever it was, people picking up curbside. It made it, it was phenomenal. It really did well for us. And we really put a name out there for ourselves. As for Gabriella's, unfortunately, that's where we struggled mostly. There, we were only open up for 5 months and got hit with pandemic. Nobody knew who we were. It was difficult to take steakout as a takeout item. So we did a lot for the community. We were giving food away. I had a great staff. I did not want to lose them. It took us a long time to get where we were at that point. So that were the troubles we were having while we were dealing with pandemic. We were doing $300 to $400, maybe even $500 a day in sales, where my opening up the place was over $3,000 to $4,000 a day.
Okay. I just want to get the timing right. Patricia's, you opened, if I remember correctly, in 2015. Is that right?
That is correct. October.
Go ahead.
October 2015. So we're celebrating 7 years within the next month or two. And at Gabriella's, it was 3 years, 4th of July.
Okay. So you opened, so Gabriella's really did open just before everything went sideways.
Correct.
Okay. So you talked about doing takeout at Patricia's. Were you always doing that, or was that something that you developed specifically for the pandemic? And how did that go? How were you able to?
We were perhaps no more than 5 to 10 deliveries a day. Pickups or takeout orders a day. We didn't have the time or the capacity to do it while the restaurant was full at that time. So once the restaurant was pretty much empty, we still needed our full staff. We still had great suppliers supplying us with produce. We were still open up every single day of the week. And we did shut down a little bit early by 8 o'clock, 8:30, the latest. We were pretty much walking out the door. But okay. Lunch and dinner, we had a great clientele, great customer base, and our neighborhood supported us tremendously.
Okay. And so how are you doing now? I mean, are you back to where you were before? First of all, I'm assuming Gabriella's, you made it through the pandemic, I'm assuming. So that's good news, I guess. What else is happening? What's going on now? What can you tell us about what it's like out there doing business these days?
Well, 100% getting help. Everybody complains about it. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. It is difficult to get people to come to work. Okay. It's been excite them to get in, to work 12-hour days, 6-7 days a week. These young kids have better things to do, in their head. But we, myself and my management team, I feel I give a lot of credit to them as well, putting and tapping these kids on their shoulders, including our kitchen staff, to excite them to come to work every day. We are busy. Our clients are, they tip well. I mean, our staff is really happy, getting paid great money. Okay. But we are expanding at both locations, believe it or not, even after a pandemic. Both of them, approximately 2,000 square feet. They're both being built at the same exact time by the same exact contractor. So we are excited. We're adding more of a party room and more dining at Patricia's. We're doing a little cafe, gelato bar, fireplace, private rooms. So we're excited about that. We're planning on opening, full works out well, before Thanksgiving. And at Gabriella's, where it's a little different, we have a liquor license there.
Okay.
And it's a little more exciting as well. We are going to open up another bar, call it a lounge area of some sort, and perhaps like a speakeasy of another private dining area that will hold up to about 45 people. And that's also planned to open up before Thanksgiving, God willing.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you about your expansion plans, because I did read that you had those kinds of plans. At this point, you're expanding to existing locations, Patricia's and Gabriella's. Is that right?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. So any plans to open any new restaurants anytime soon?
You know, there are talks of it. I definitely would like to do at least another one or two. I think I have the left in me. One thing I did want to mention at Gabriella's, I know you mentioned, are we open? Are we doing well? And it has really taken off. And the only difference there at that restaurant, what we've done during the pandemic that we changed was not only coming in for a dining experience, but afterwards, it was difficult to find a place to go after you ate dinner during the pandemic. People were used to go to a nightclub or a movie or take a walk down the street, whatever it was you weren't about. So we created a great vibe there where there is music and there is fun. Doesn't matter how old you are, you're going to feel young when you're in that restaurant, especially on the weekends. And that has really taken off. And I got to be honest with you, we have a great thing going there right now. We're 6-7 weeks out for reservations on the Thursday, Fridays, and Saturday nights. And that's a good thing to have. It's a good problem.
Okay. Now I wanted to ask you, since you're talking about expanding, you came through the pandemic, you did it, which was good for you. I'm curious about this idea that I sort of had as I've been talking to people, you know, starting in 2020 and through now, that yes, there are a lot of restaurants who are suffering, that are not doing well, but people like you and for example David Burke and Tim McClune, who we talk to a lot, who know what they're doing, seem to have done okay, and that it's the folks who you know really weren't sure of how to run a business and didn't quite get it right that had trouble. Am I right about that, or is are you really just an exceptional guy?
You really won't answer that? No, honestly, listen, to be in the same you know, the same sentence with the McClunes and the David Burks of the world is a great thing. I mean, I do really run this business, this restaurant, like it is a business. I do truly enjoy it from the bottom of my heart. I do not consider it work. I do go into work. I enjoy seeing customers, talking to customers, you know, pumping up my staff. And it's a great thing to watch a customer leave or come in with a happy smile on their face. It's the greatest thing. So food, of course, needs to be great. Vibe needs to be great. Lighting needs to be great. And if you can't put it all together, if you don't have that desire, absentee management does not work. You'll always see me in one of my restaurants, 100% guaranteed. Right. And if you don't, you know, it is a struggle out there. Life ain't easy.
Right. Okay. Well, I can hear it in your voice. You do sound enthusiastic about the business. So just to get back to general sort of conditions, we're just for our viewers should know, we're talking about a week and a half or so from Labor Day. So we're almost through the summer season. What was it like down the shore? I mean, you're in Monmouth County. What was the summer like this year? Was it much better than it had been the past couple of years? Again, I'm just curious as to what kind of traffic you were seeing, what it looked like to you along the shore these days.
Sales-wise, I have to be honest with you, it's pretty consistent. We were able to obviously enclose an outside area. The weather wasn't as great this summer as it was for the past two. So to be honest with you, our sales were consistent, which made me, it was a great feeling. I definitely can see the area dropped off a little bit because the weather, on those weekends when the weather was nice, people were down the shore, a little further down. We're not considered Jersey Shore as much as I would say, but not by the beach. But Patricia's is not seasonal at all. That is consistent. The same amount of business. I guarantee how many people every single day of the week. But Gabriella's is closer to the Red Bank area.
Right.
Definitely can see the area struggling a touch, even a drop of 10, 15%. But I feel that after the holiday season, we'll be back up, booming again.
Okay. All right. And so you mentioned how difficult it was to be hire. There have been a few programs that have come online. Is that still as difficult as it was, say, a year ago? Or has there been some relief? Were you able to get the kind of help you need?
There's been a little relief, thank God. I feel that people realize they need to get out and start making a living somewhere. And again, I think the writing was on the wall for a long time, but they're finally coming out. But also, I give some credit to my staff, reaching out to their friends or their colleagues or if other restaurateurs have gone out of business at that time, people do want to work. And it's a good feeling when you see someone who wants to work. It's a great, it feels great.
Okay. And of course, the other big problem, cost of doing business, cost of food, inflation. Where are you now? Are you still, did that hit you the way it hit a lot of other restaurants? And how are you coping with it?
It sure did. It definitely hit us, especially at one point, steaks were through the roof. And obviously, yeah, that was one of the biggest things that we were selling at Gabriella's. At Patricia's on the other side, it was the cost of or getting food was very difficult. So we couldn't get deliveries every single day. So our suppliers, you know, were struggling a little bit. At this point, they really helped us out. At Gabriella's, even our purveyors really helped out. They held the cost down. They took a little bit of a hit so that we wouldn't lose the business. They believed in us and it paid off for them. They're doing really well. So having great partners does go a long way. Okay. But we try keeping our costs as low as we possibly can for our customer base.
Right. Okay. And before I let you go, one last thing, I'm curious as to what you're planning for. I know you got some expansion plans. We talked about that. Obviously you're feeling, I'm guessing, optimistic, confident about the next, say, 8 to 12 months and what the business is going to be like.
Oh, absolutely. I think, yeah, the word will be out probably within the next, at least 8 to 12 months. If we don't see some construction being done already at a new location. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll definitely share that with you as soon as I have concrete, once the deposits are given.
Okay. Well, I'd like to have you back and hear how that's going. That would be great.
That would be great. I'd love to be part of the show.
Okay. Frank Brusco, the owner of Patricia's of Homedale and Gabriella's Italian Steakhouse in Red Bank. Thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time. It was great to get an update on the business. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much as well. Thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Thank you. And thank you all for watching. Until next time, stay safe, everyone.